Oh my gosh. Her? Really? You're hopeless. Give me your phone. No, because you're swiping on literally the worst people. No, I'm not judging them. I'm just saying, like, you said that you wanted to hook up tonight. And I'm telling you that those girls, it's going to be a bad time. Yeah. Look at this girl. Okay. She's got this whole paragraph about how she's down to clown. What does that even mean? Okay, but, like, just yelling it out there, like, I mean, good for her, go her. I mean, for having the confidence to say that, but I don't know, it's like, when someone's that aggressive, how do you know it's gonna be good, you know? I'm gonna swipe left on her. And what about this girl? She's got her boobs hanging out all over the place. They're very nice boobs, and once again, good for her. But that's, like, not your whole deal, right? Well, I mean, that's what you've told me before. You said that you like, good girls. You know, I mean, that's what she said when we were younger, anyway. I know that tastes change, and I know you're just looking for a hookup, but still. You know, you shouldn't compromise your standards. You know, what you're looking for. I'm sure those girls are very nice, but they're not for you, you know? Well, I'm not saying that they won't be good in, you know, in the sex time stuff. Maybe they will, but, like, you know, everybody knows that it's the quiet ones that make that do the craziest stuff in bed, right? I mean, that's what you hear all the time. Yeah, that's, I mean, yeah. That's why you said you liked good girls in the first place, right? Because you said that they always turn out to be really freaky in bed or whatever. You said it in some awful way. I am aware that no one has said freaky since the 90s, but you know what I meant. Well, and who do I suggest you swipe on? What? I don't know. What about this girl? So what? Turtlenecks can be sexy. Yeah, she does have a big, like, fuck off energy. But, that is a lot of Bibles. Yeah. Okay, I see your point. What about this one? Yeah. She does kind of look like she wants to make out with that horse. That's weird. Now I can't stop looking at it. I'm gonna swipe left on her. You can't use that word. Yeah, you can't just say that you're looking for somebody who wants to slut it up with you tonight. That's weird. I know that you're saying that you also are going to slut it up. But, I don't know, I just think that you were right in the first place, you know? That, you know, you're gonna have a good time with somebody who is, a little bit more, wholesome, you know? Or at least on the outside. I am not wholesome on the inside and the outside. And besides, I'm hardly a litmus test for other girls. You know that, we've been friends for years. I'm the weirdo, remember? I know that it was an asshole who said that, but he's kind of right. I'm always blushing all the time, and I don't really, you know, get everything that people say when it comes to stuff like this. But that doesn't mean that I'm not, you know, good in bed and stuff. A prude? That's not fair. That's totally, I'll have you know that I'm actually, I do let loose with the right person. The uptightest person you know, that's, how can you say that when Margaret exists? That woman actually alphabetizes her sock drawer. No, seriously. I've been to her house. She showed it to me. Mm-hmm. They're organized by cotton blend. Well, it's not alphabetic, but it's percentage-wise, which I think is more psychopathic, to be honest. Although, you know, it could be useful for, like, determining which are your summer socks and your winter socks. You don't separate your socks by summer socks and winter socks? Oh my god, I am uptight. I'm blushing because I, you know, I don't know what to say. I still stand by my opinion, though. I think that good girls, uptight girls, if you want to call me that, so rude. I think that we make the best. Would you say earlier, the S word? You know, the word that you used earlier. It starts with S-L-U. Sluts! Sluts! They think that they make the best. Sluts. You've never seen somebody let their hair down until they've had it tightly pulled into a bun. Let's just say that. Yeah, my hair is down, but you're missing the point. You know what? I'll prove it. Yeah. I am going to seduce you. Stop making fun of me! I know my face is all red, but I'm tired of you making fun of me. Just sorry, was that okay? I just realized that, like, okay. But I am gonna prove my point, okay? And then after I'm done blowing your mind, you're gonna have to admit that you were wrong, and I was right. Good girls do make the best sluts. So, shut up and kiss me, you worm. Is that what girls say when they're trying to be dominant? I don't know, I've never done that before. Shut up and kiss me! looking at me. I do like you, but that's now is not the time. I'm trying to prove a point here. I'm going down to your cock. I might be shit at dirty talk, but there's other things I can do with my mouth. Okay? I'll show you. I'll show you. Can I take your cock out? Okay. I just don't want to be too pushy, you know? Well, you're just gonna have to get used to me being red as a tomato. It's not gonna keep me from kissing my way down your cock. Oh my god, you actually really taste good. Oh. Thanks. I could actually turn my tongue upside down. Wanna feel? I thought you might like that. Oh, yeah, I guess that did go into my throat really easily. I figured out at some point that I don't really have a gag reflex. It's probably really dangerous, but it's great for, you know, this. Come on. I want you to fuck my throat some more. I love the way you throw your head back when I do that. I can just keep you in my throat for a really long time. Swim team. I'm used to holding my breath. See? Would any of those girls that you wanted to hook up with tonight be able to do that? Shush! Nope, sassing me while your cock is in my mouth. Mm. Your pre-cum tastes good. Give me some more. You look completely in awe. Just where I want you. Told you I could let loose. Now all you have to do is come in my mouth. Show me I won. Show me that even though I'm all innocent, I can still be a good little slut by giving me a reward. Show me how good I make you feel by filling my mouth with cum. Okay. Come in my mouth. Come. Give you how close you are. So come in my mouth. Come in my mouth. Come straight down my throat. There you go. Keep your mouth in my mouth until you give me every last drop. I told you so. Let me grind on your thigh. I want to come to you. Me on a lot, so I need to get off, please. Grab my hip, pull me down harder onto your leg. Can you feel what I'm getting? Oh, fuck, that felt really good. Here, I'll get off my lap. If you'll cuddle me. Here we go. So do you think? Did I prove my argument? Did I win? I told you so. More evidence. Maybe later on, if you agree to help me alphabetize my sock drawer like Margaret's. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it.